Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The feeling of fall is in the air. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make reservations and come out to the garden to visit the trolls. A perfect first or last stop in your visit to the garden is always the tranquil koi pond, which is nestled between the Fuchsia Garden and the administration building. If you look closely at the giant lily turf plants that border the gurgling stream feeding the koi pond, you'll see that there are lovely lavender blooming spears among the arching ribbon-like strappy green leaves. These tough plants that are bunny and deer resistant are a great plant to use as a ground cover or accent plant. They are easy to spread by root division, but they do not easily reseed themselves, so they are also easy to contain if your space is limited. They do well in most shade conditions from partial to mostly shady and in dry or wet soil conditions. As you wander into the garden from the koi pond, you might be surprised by all the activity going on. Not only is work happening on part of the upper meadow and the tram road preparing for the new children's garden, but setup is also happening for the return on November 9th of the very special Astralumina Los Angeles, an enchanted night walk amongst the stars. So with the visiting trolls, there's a lot to experience in the garden. If you follow the walkway toward the Staghorn Fern Collection, you get a chance to see the lovely colors and beautiful textures of the graceful grass plants, the red cape honeysuckle, and the sky blue plumbago that brightens up the garden areas around Dottie's. And between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Thursday through Monday, you can make your picnic easy because Dottie's is open for lunch, drinks, and snacks. Across the walkway in the border of the lower meadow, the Mexican sage named Limelight is blooming. This salvia has a vibrant yellow, green, and purple flower, hence the name Limelight, and mixed with other salvias, it makes a lovely and interesting border hedge. A walk through the cactus collection and you can see the striking red-orange flowers of the Hymenaeus coccineus, or shaving brush lily. A member of the amaryllis family from southern Africa, these flowers have been popping up over the last 2 weeks, and once they begin to fade, then the thick dark green strap-like leaves will pop out of the bulbs. This is the first time in 3 years that I've seen these flowers, so don't miss them. Continuing on and walking across Tram Road into the tropical plants next to the Bohannon Rose Garden will take you past the palm tree where the fast-growing dragon fruit cactus is climbing up the trunk. There's only a couple of blooms last year, but there are more this year. You just need to look up the trunk to see these dramatic cactus flowers. Just next to the dragon fruit is a patch of Queen's Tears bromeliad that are blooming with a lovely pink bract. This bromeliad is also called friendship plant because it grows so fast that you can easily share it with friends. There's a couple of other bromeliads blooming in the area, but you really have to look for them. There's lots of bromeliads in the family, about 3,400, and we have many of them tucked in places around the garden. If you walk around the back of the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll see more salvias in the circle in front of the grape arbor, where purple and blue salvia are mixed with the hot orange blooms of the lion's tails plant. You can also see the first of the fall color coming on the Rogers red grapevine. Don't miss the pineapple guava trees in the Garden of the Senses. These lovely gray-green trees are known to be a cold, hardy tropical fruit with an abundant yield. It makes really good feasting for the garden critters. More fall color can be seen if you follow the detour signs and head across the garden to the dry creek bed. There you can see the sycamore trees are beginning to turn. Walk around the dry lake bed where you'll see the berries on the pyracantha bushes beginning to turn red and the golden rain trees are blooming. These trees have beautiful yellow blooms that mature into a papery pink seed pod. It's easily spread by the wind. Then head around Lakeview Road into Memorial Meadow to see the eastern redbud trees as their leaves begin to turn as well. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.